Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Hey everybody, it's Clarissa here. We are back in the limelight and we've got a very, very special VIP guest for you today. But before I bring her on, I do want to remind you that you can listen to our podcast on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. Don't forget also that you can watch the videos on Roku, Chromecast, Apple TV, Android TV, Amazon Fire, and YouTube. Whew, that's a lot to say all at once. You're going to want to get over to clarissaburt.com so that you can get in into the magazine section. You want to click on the magazine. It is a digital magazine. Again, it is In the Limelight, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. By the time you see this, we'll probably have the new edition drop, but that's okay because we absolutely, we try to get our interviews out about a month, to, 6 weeks out. So you'll probably be seeing a whole new cover, which is Mr. Pagani, who is a supercar maker out of Italy. He makes about 30 cars a year and they start at $3 million a car. So you're going to want to know about his story for sure. Okay, let me bring her on because, you know, I met our next guest at an event out in California. It was the California Women's Conference. And I have to tell you that I came away with this feeling of like, I just had a warm hug. So I'm going to bring her on. There is Agape Stanisopoulos. And I am so happy to have you on the show. I've met you many years ago. I follow with your newsletter. I love it when I get it because you are just one of the warmest, nicest, and kindest ladies I think I ever met. And I wanted to, you know, let everybody know, those that may not, and I don't know who, that you are a best-selling author and you are a speaker who inspires. And with that having been said, we are going to be talking about, first of all, we know about God and Goddesses in Love. We had, I know that I have that book, The Conversations with the Goddesses is a second book. Unbinding the Heart, I think, is what we, you know, you and I spoke about.
Yes.
At the California Women's Conference, because I know I have that book too. And now you've got a new book that I want to learn all about. It's called Wake Up to the Joy of You. What a lovely title. Agape, thank you.
Thank you, Clarissa. And thank you to everybody who is joining us and is listening. This is an amazing time. All I can say is that we are all being challenged to some level of rising to our potential, to the best version of ourselves. And I want to talk a lot about that. And Clarissa, you sound amazing. Are you always so full of energy? Amazing.
Thank you so much. Well, that was very kind. I am usually very full of energy because I love what I do. And I think you are going to agree, and you speak about that a lot, is I think one of the key things is loving what you do and loving the people that surround you. So,
and also, I heard something today at a webinar I was doing that somebody said, she was saying how what she misses the most is how her energy thrives in giving love and energy to other people. And that's what I thrive with. And
yes,
so even in this broadcast and in a Zoom calls or in anything that I do, I thrive. Mm-hmm. But I must say, I miss the physical contact, the connection, because we've been here in Los Angeles now for 6 months at our home, our family home here.
Right.
With my
sister. I've been here, by the way. Long time ago.
Oh, how beautiful. And yeah, it's a beautiful home. And I'm very, very blessed and grateful to be with my sister, to work on her company, Thrive, which is thriving.
I get that newsletter too.
Amazing. Thrive, yeah. Yes, please.
Amazing.
I want to encourage our listeners to also subscribe at thriveglobal.com. The newsletter is amazing. But where I've been challenged is really having that that exuberant energy that we all have when we're with each other. And I want to address that because I think a lot of people are going through the contraction rather than the expansion.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm speaking to a lot of solopreneurs and entrepreneurs on the show. Most people are hanging in there, but certainly they are having some difficulties. What would you say to them? What are you offering as sort of your, you know, your warm hug, if you will, to those that are listening?
I think there are a couple of components. One is that to absolutely acknowledge and be authentic of how you're feeling. So that not to expect ourselves to be doing amazing, you know, to be doing great, to be doing like we were doing other times before this whole thing erupted. Yeah. Yeah. And what I found is that a lot of times for someone who, like myself, who, you know, writes books like Wake Up to the Joy of You, meditations and practices for a calmer life. I am a meditator. I pray. I am very grounded in my spirituality. But this is a time where the humanness needs to be embraced. Mm-hmm. So that if some part of me, my girl, as I call it, is crying, and is saying, I'm missing my friends. I'm missing the social. I'm missing my events. I'm missing so many things of the connection with people. And to really acknowledge that, and acknowledging and being authentic is number one, because then you open your heart to love yourself and to come to the peace that is present and the calmness, but not to do what I call a spiritual bypass and say, well, I am so spiritual and I write about these things, therefore I shouldn't feel this upsetness or this lack.
Right.
So I have had many, and I wrote about it at Thrive Global. If you Google Agapis Stassinopoulos, Thrive Global, it will come up. I wrote many blogs about every day you just write down at the end of your day, what are the three things you did that worked?
Right.
And what would you like more of?
Right.
And for me, it's like, there are a lot of times I said, I want more connection with friends with no agenda, where I just say, how are you? How is your day? What did you have to eat yesterday? Yep. Oh my God, did you make pancakes? What kind of pancakes?
Yeah, the simple things in life, right.
And the simple things and connecting and saying, you know, I just read this amazing book, or I read this passage, and you share where you lift each other. So this is the time where we have, I have a chapter in my book called Four Magic Words. Can you help me? Can I share with you what's going on with me? And then keeping a journal is vital.
Yes.
Because we got to make the unconscious conscious. And this is a time where every pattern that we've had, I mean, it kicks up, you know, it's like, and especially if you're listening and you have children and the children are at home being schooled, and if you're married and you have a smaller apartment, or you're in a space of where you feel like you're going to explode. So what do? You go, I call it a Clarissa pattern interrupt.
Yes.
You interrupt the pattern. When you see yourself escalating and you say, I'm feeling overwhelmed, I don't know what to do next. The door is ringing. The emails are coming. The kid is crying. Right. My mother-in-law is calling about something.
Right.
And then the fear. Oh, my God. I don't want to get the virus. So there is so much playing that you've got to really, literally stop yourself and say, but Agapi, I'm breathing.
Yeah.
And you smile. I tell you something, little sighs, like, reset the brain, reset the nervous system. Like, because what happens when we get tight and we get overwhelmed is we stop oxygenating and we shut off our breath. And one of the things I teach at Thrive, and I teach at companies and individuals, I teach how we can refocus and be conscious of our breath. When you're conscious of your breath, you realize that you've got to come present in your body, in your breath, in your heart, and rather in your thoughts. We have about 50,000 thoughts a day, and 70% of them are negative.
I know.
You know, it's not only that we are upset or that we are overwhelmed or we are going through something, but we judge the hell out of ourselves.
Yeah, for sure.
And then you're really going to be stressed.
Women are really the worst in that. I was reading one of your blogs. I think it was your last blog where you said, I was on a networking call and a lot of the women were saying how difficult, you know, things are now. And one woman said, you know what? I think everything's pretty okay. I'm having good, you know, I'm not really stressed at all. And everybody looked at her like she was crazy and kind of made her feel bad because,
yes.
Tell me about that.
Yes. Well, some people are having an okay time or a good time, or some people feel they're introverts and they're very happy they're not seeing anybody.
Yeah.
And they're very happy. They might be creative. They might have this inspiration or new creative idea to write something.
Right.
A friend of mine left and went to Mexico and he's writing his book and he's happy as can be.
Right.
So you've got to be honest and truthful with yourself.
Yeah.
Now, it is an amazing opportunity to get to know you, and it's an amazing opportunity to get to know something larger than yourself.
Yeah.
I'm writing a new book, Clarissa.
Where do you find the time?
I'm so happy. I am writing this new book I got in my garden, and it's called The Power of Prayer. And it is really about how my mother used to say this marvelous phrase, which is, no, in your life, you have to know yourself and know something larger than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have something in us that's breathing us. We have 38.2 trillion cells, And if you Google what a cell looks like and you go, my God, I have 38 million. And people are stopped in the tracks when I say that. And I said, this body, this being that we have here is a miracle.
Right, for sure.
So if you have a moment of gratitude and reverence and come into a place of where you realize that we are living in an awe-inspiring universe. Now, I might be looking at my bills. I might be looking at the dirty dishes. I might be having, you know, incredible demands in my work that I might be having overload with Zooms and calls.
Sure.
But at the same time, there is an energy and a force inside of us, which we call God, let's say, that is available to us. And I have this great quote that says, God is not a being, it's a state of being. It is a vibration, it is a frequency that we can rise to it, my friends.
Yes.
And the way you rise to it is with presence and with slowing down. And slowing down doesn't mean you're going to get behind. It means that you lean back and you breathe and you come present in the higher frequency, in the higher vibration, in the higher consciousness, so that the lower levels of your mind and your anxiety and your feelings, they quieten. It's like, you know, when you see the ocean, the top of the ocean is waves. It's always waves. But the deeper you go, the calmer you get. And so I have a quote on my desk that says, calm is my superpower.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And the other day I was on a Zoom call with a meditation teacher and that I also work with and I study with, and the chat rooms were not working, you know, when people go into chats and breakout rooms.
Sure.
And I looked at him, and my sister was in the room too, and we said, my God, look at how calm he is. He wasn't like, it's not working. What's happening?
Yeah.
You know, the panic that, I mean, I get panicked. Oh my God, is this working? Can you hear me? You know, because technology is a whole new level. Unless you're an engineer and you know how to make everything work.
Yeah.
And I watch myself, I move into panic.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to bring up a ticker underneath this, Wake Up to the Joy of You. And that is the name of Agape's new book. I love the cover. It's so calm. Even the cover is calming. when I look at it, the colors and the font and the filigree, it's so beautiful.
And you know, I have this great quote at the beginning that says, find out where joy resides and give it a voice far beyond singing. For to miss the joy is to miss all.
Absolutely. To miss the joy is to miss all. I love that. And so where can we find the book, first off? I don't want everybody to know that. Wake up.
First of all, you can find the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any site that you choose to. You can find the Audible on audio. It's on audio. I've recorded with my own voice. But here is the great gift. I have 33 meditations. And the meditations are how to shift from worry to calmness, from disappointment to grace. And this meditation, I recorded them with amazing original music. You can download them from Audible, just the meditations if you want to. You can download the whole book. But if you would like, I give out 6 or 7 meditations my publishers have given me. If you send me an email at Agapi, A-G-A-P-I, wow, at unbindingtheheart.com, and you've put it up on your site afterwards, I will send you those meditations and the links to my website, which is Wake Up to the Joy of You. And you can see how, and I also recently did a series of meditations for one of my groups on video, and I'll be happy to send you those. And so you'll have to have the support of how to shift, because this is the time where we all need support to shift from one brainwave to another brainwave.
You know, I'm speaking to a lot of solopreneurs and entrepreneurs, as we, you know, we've said already, a lot of people are frenetic and busy and overloaded. I know that you speak a lot to the importance of self-care. Can you please drive home the importance to women that if they go down, it all goes down, and that they must carve out the time to take care of themselves? Please help me with that.
You know, it's as simple as that. They tell you on the plane, you put your oxygen mask first and then you help someone else. It's as simple as that. And if you are feeling anxious and overwhelmed, and if you haven't done the basic stuff of good sleep, hydration, good nutrition, movement, the fundamentals of how to take care of your body, mind, and spirit.
Right.
5 minutes of meditation, 5 minutes of just even going out and just stretching up your arms and exhaling and just recentering, resetting, then you're not going to be good for anybody.
Yeah.
And I see this a lot with my friends who have children.
Yeah.
Because they're always giving. And if you're an empath like I am, not only you're giving, but you are absorbing other people's feelings and states. Yeah. Yeah. So if you call me and you say, oh my God, I'm depressed, or I'm blue, or I am on a deadline and I don't know if I'm going to make it, or whatever it is, I'm going to try to fix you. Yeah. And instead of saying, let's just take a few breaths, because everybody in themselves has the blueprint, the combination lock to get back to themselves. We can be a safe place for people to express, but we don't need to fix them. Because if you start taking on people's feelings and you start absorbing first of all, let's just talk about the news. Turn this thing off, whether it is TV or your smartphones, and disconnect from technology. Put your beautiful music, take Zumba classes, take classes that help you move.
Yeah.
Put music you love. Is it classical? Is it
lounge and chill music. Love it.
Taylor Swift, you've got to calm down, you know? ABBA, I mean, I listen to anything from country western to John Legend, to anybody who will lift you. And then I listen to a lot of classical music.
Yeah.
And music, of course, Greek music.
Music, huh?
Greek music.
Of course, Greek music. Oppa.
Oppa.
Music is a great healer. I have to agree with you there. Everybody, we are almost at the end of this lovely interview with Agape. I was so excited, really, truly happy to have her on the show today. You can find her pretty much everywhere on social, from Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Instagram. Don't forget about her book, Wake Up to the Joy of You. You can find that over on Amazon.
Send me an email, agape@unbindingtheheart. Follow me on Instagram, agape sees. And remember the most important thing, and I want to leave you with that. Always allow your breath to calm. Allow your breath to elongate. Even right now, just take a deep conscious breath and let that oxygen run into your brain, into your heart, and exhale slowly. And that slowing down of the breath, believe me, is the most powerful key to reset. And when you come into a sense of sanctity and reverence and gratitude, everything starts to expand and distress.
Absolutely.
Gratitude is the great way to distress. The great antidote to stress is gratitude.
Absolutely.
We take so many things for granted.
And put that in your journal when you're journaling. I am thankful for. I mean, it's for, amazing.
Or, you know, when you're washing your hands, I'm grateful for the light that's coming in and the sun. And of course, always send
good energy.
To the things that are you're hearing in the news constantly.
Yeah.
Don't take it on and don't despair. You know,
absolutely.
Send good positive energy. And when you can't handle it, turn it off.
Yeah,
because what the world really needs now is we need centered, calm, inspired, uplifted people who stay positive, because we're going to see ourselves through this.
Yeah.
And the more, and we need to help each other. And you're helping so many people, Clarissa, with your amazing energy and your smile. I mean, you are just exuding a joy, you know. Really amazing.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Everyone, I told you she was extraordinary, and she is Agape Stanislopoulos. Don't forget to go get her book, Wake Up to the Joy of You. You can find that again on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy books. I'm going to ask Agape to stay right there while I say goodbye to you and give you an appointment for next week. Everybody, do not forget, next Wednesday, we are back in the limelight. Be well until then. Bye now.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Limelight TV, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. Please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing to my channel on YouTube, and you can listen to the podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. Go ahead over to InTheLimelightMedia.com to read our digital magazine, and don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the limelight.